Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us on this Thursday afternoon. With us on the telephone from his offices is Larry Twersky. And Larry is a serial entrepreneur, one of those folks, you know, that just keeps building things and hopefully does well for himself as well as the rest of society. And today we're going to be talking about something called Timer Cap. And why? Well, because we've had several stories over the past couple of weeks about opioid dependency and the negative effect that that has on business productivity. Let's talk about what he's doing and the cultural damage that opioids have been doing here in this country for a long time. Larry Twersky, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Excellent to be here. Thank you.
You've been busy today on the interview circuit, I understand.
Well, this week is Prevention Week from SAMHSA for substance abuse, and it's a big time to talk about opioid abuse and how people can protect themselves. You know, there's a lot of people who get innocently injured at work, and, you know, they need to take some type of medication, and this is what we're talking about, so that they can still stay, you know, on the payroll and active.
One of the things, and for those of us who just maybe take an aspirin every once in a while, this whole idea of opioid dependency sometimes sounds a little foreign. But judging by all of the news that's come out, this is almost to an epidemic proportion here in the United States. Would that be accurate?
Well, let me put it this way. 91 people a day die due to opioid and heroin abuse, and it usually starts from somebody's medicine cabinet, and it expands from there. That is tantamount to a jumbo jet crashing every 2 days in the U.S.
Imagine the outroar.
So we're not even seeing what I believe should be the outroar of it. I mean, to think that it's 2.5 times more dangerous to keep opioids in your house than a handgun.
Wow. That's
serious.
That's stunning. It really is stunning when you stop and think about
Absolutely.
It. And for those, again, for those of us who have not been into this world, or we don't travel in this, or maybe we don't know people who have been, you know, innocently are prescribed drugs that they think are going to make them better, but in the end result, it makes things worse, right?
I'm going to say that most everybody has been touched in one way or another by somebody who's been affected by opioids, whether it's something that they haven't talked about, whether they think their kids haven't tried it. It's being abused, and parents shouldn't be sticking their heads in the sand, right, nor employers. They should be looking for the signs and then demanding that, they get patients and workers get prescribed correctly.
You recently, one of these things when we do telephone interviews, we can't always see each other. And that's always problematic. So I apologize for stepping on you there. You recently were in Washington, weren't you? Were you testifying before several groups? Yes?
I wasn't testifying. There was an open call, and we had a meeting with the FDA. We had a private session with them. And then we were talking about how to educate both prescribers and consumers on opioids and what should be included. And, you know, we talk about advocating for an opioid prevention kit, which, of course, one of the tools would be the timer cap. Another one would be a tracking form where patients can track the interval of time that they're taking their medication. So if it says to take every 4 hours, you're not going down to 3, then to 2, then to 1, you know, and other tools in that toolkit so that patients are aware. Most people don't even know they have opioids or taking them because it says hydrocodone, it says Vicodin. People are like, well, I just take those all the time, right? It's like, no, that's an addiction. And the interesting thing is that if you take medication like every other medication, like everything else says, take your meds, finish your meds, take them on time. You know, it's the absolute opposite for opioids. You want to take it only if you're in pain, you know, and you don't want pain to be zero. You know, zero pain means you're sitting on a couch watching reruns of I Love Lucy and laughing like you've seen it for the first time. Mm. And so, you know, a little pain is okay. You know, I wake up every morning, you know, my back's a little stiff. I got to stretch, right? I don't want to take something for it every single time. You just want to get back into the workforce and be functional.
You have a personal interest in this, don't you?
I do. My mom was addicted to prescription pain meds as early as when I was 9 years old. Mm. And I got to tell you, my brothers and sisters and I, back then you gave them shots in their tush. First of all, children should never see their mother's tush as often as we kids had to. But she'd either be strung out or she'd be, you know, in pain or somewhere in the middle begging for another dose. And, you know, a lot of burden for kids. And so, you know, she never drove us anywhere. We had to ride our bikes wherever we wanted to go. You know, Dad was always working, of course. And so, yeah, it really affects me. And I just don't want to see anybody else go through that. When my wife and I do businesses, we've been in the dental world before. And so we pick businesses that, A, are good for society, B, we can have fun at, and three, make money, in that order. And, you know, it's a sustainable business model that, you know, we try to pick big projects that can make a difference while we're still above ground.
And this apparently is a big project. We're talking with Larry Torsky, ladies and gentlemen. He is the founder of something called Timer Cap. We're going to get into the mechanics of that. And what he suggests to many is going to be a way to at least stave off this dependency. Now, you indicated, Larry, that one of the things that's different about taking opioids is that you shouldn't finish your regime of drugs. You should probably try to cut back on that. But if this causes a dependency, how does your invention, how does Timer Cap help you get out of that danger process?
Well, we believe that most patients who are first-time patients, you know, taking what we'll call an episodic pain issue, like they just had a surgery or there was an injury and they're just trying to reduce that, that we find that most patients don't know how to take their medication, or, you know, they take the first one and now, you know, they might fall asleep. Who knows if the second one worked? And so we want them to have tools to track. But better than that, the Timer Cap allows people to handle what we call five of the six principles. When you have opioids in the house, you should always measure the time since you last dosed so you don't accidentally overdose. A current cap, because you don't know when you last took it. You know, I'll go to the refrigerator wanting something, come back with something different, right?
Right.
It's just you forget about things when you're in life. And the more and more people don't even carry watches now because they only have a phone. And
Correct.
So they're not setting their watches, and so you need to measure the time since your last dose. You need to monitor that time and your ability before you get back behind the wheel. We find way too many people getting behind the wheel and finding fatal DUIs, you know, driving under the influence from being under prescription pain meds. And you should never take those pain meds and opioids out of the bottles they were dispensed in, because you always want the label and safety information there. That's where the Timer Cap comes in, because it fits on most bottles that the pharmacies dispense in. And so that helps patients take it better. But this is also the first medication that you have to watch about third-party injuries. What do I mean by that? I mean, you have to keep the household safe. And to keep the household safe, you don't want unwanted people in your medication, like your kids. And so what you want on that one is you need to have a detection of unwanted openings, right? You need to have a deterrent for unwanted openings, and then you need to dispose of unused medications. So that's detect, deter, and dispose. And so since the Timer Cap resets every single time you take it, it's a simple way to understand if somebody's been in your medication to the exact minute that it happened. And because you can see that, it's a deterrent for, you know, kids or anybody else to want to get into it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. And so I'm suspecting that this device that goes on top of a prescription bottle, is it linked to your phone? Is it there so that you're aware of, does it count down to the next dose? How does that work?
Well, we never want to count down, and we never want to alert people when to take a pain medication, right? Because that's the one thing is you don't want to get them on a scheduled regimen. So this one counts up from the last time you took it, and it's informational. We do have an absolutely brilliant Bluetooth cap that talks to a smartphone, can update records, can email somebody else or text somebody if you did, you didn't take it. And so if you're trying to manage a loved one, that one works. If you take pills or an elderly, we have a 7-day pill box that's just about to be released. And so we have connected products, but we didn't think that that was necessary that, you know, when you do that, then somebody has to have a smartphone. What can we do that's low cost, that can still fit inside of a healthcare budget and still give the protection to a patient at the lowest possible price to be mandated? And that's what we've been talking about are some paper tools for tracking, you know, some pamphlets on what the addiction issues are, and a disposal unit so that people could get rid of the medication out of the house so they don't have to be so vigilant.
Understand.
With it. And so those are really the things we've been talking about. The timer cap, of course, is one of the tools in that toolkit, but it's a bigger issue about how to keep patients safe for themselves and their family.
Understand. You know, one of the things that you just mentioned, and because I was primary caregiver for my mother for 3.5 years, one of those, the tool that would have a weekly supply of whatever meds are available and, you know, let everybody know that it has been taken would have been a real piece of salvation for us.
And that's what we've been working on, is that that's the reason for most people going into assisted care is because they can't do their medication
correctly.
And so, you know, we built a product called the iSort, which is just about to be released. We've been in testing for it. There's nothing, no buttons to press, no alarms to program. You basically can give it to mom, give it to dad. They use it. And it will update you automatically. So they don't do anything different than take it as they normally do. And it could add some features that where if they have a smart device themselves, or you could just see how they're doing it. We actually had a lot of people say the number one thing that they liked out of the tool was that they knew if their parents were up and about that day, like they wouldn't come in and find, something disastrous. And they knew when they took their evening pills, so they knew they were getting ready for bed. And that was a huge relief for them to know that those two things were happening. And so we were shocked to find out that there's additional benefits to the iSort and giving it to people. And so, we're happy that, you know, those things could be done.
Excellent. We've been in a conversation with Larry Twersky, ladies and gentlemen. We've been talking about opioid dependency. We've also been talking about how to make sure that you're not over-medicating, under-medicating, and a new device that Larry just talked about that may come on the market soon that would be assistive with parents or grandparents in making sure that over- and under-medication isn't a problem there as well. We will have, by the way, Larry, we will have links on our radio blog for all of this information so that people can find out more about Timer Cap and your company. And who knows? Could be coming to Iowa soon.
Yeah, we find a lot of the anti-drug coalitions using us. And what we'll do is we will have I will have the team put up a code at timercap.com. And any one of your listeners that want to purchase the timer caps will get 30% off. All they'll have to do is we'll send you the code. It will be we'll get you that, and we'll make sure that that works for you.
Thank you so much.
So we'll help you on that. And then the iCap, which is the connected cap, is actually on the market already, and that's available today.
All right. We will we'll spread the news.
Thank you.
Thank you. Larry Twersky, ladies and gentlemen, a self-confessed serial entrepreneur who said, and I thought this was very interesting, you know, making money has got to be in there, but doing good in society is primary. Larry, thank you so very much for spending some time with us.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Larry Twersky, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Business News Hour. We're going to have to step aside for a few minutes, find out what happened today on Wall Street. That and more when the Business News Hour continues.